At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. The Score!
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Brody should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi, Harris, and Brody may change at any time.
It's just sports.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Rahimi, Harris, and Brody, 10 to 2 on 670. The
28-24 Bears for me.
Bears, 38. Giants, 30.
Bears are going to win. They're going to win 27 to 24.
Bears, 35. Giants, 34. Bear down.
31-20 Bears.
Every single person picked the Bears. Is that a
dart throw? It is caught by Slayton. One-handed catch from Darius Slayton. How in the world did he do that? Third down, it is Dart, and Jackson darts in for the Giants' touchdown. He's got it right here, and he's got another touchdown. Jackson Dart from 24 yards. The Giants find the end zone right out of the break.
Three darts is too much.
Who's got it? The lead is two scores.
Someone once told me time is a flat circle. Everything we've ever done or will do, we're going to do over and over and over.
Anytime that it breaks down, it may be time to put the cape on.
What has Ben Johnson told you to focus on tonight?
When it comes time to be Superman, be Superman.
Now it's time to go be Superman and go do all those different things.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman.
Williams flushed. Williams on the run. There goes Caleb Williams. There goes Caleb Williams. First and goal, Chicago. Williams runs for 29, and they've got it at the one. End zone. Chicago not finished yet. Williams running. Caleb Williams into the end zone. A shanked punt. And then a minute later, the Bears have come all the way back and lead with a minute 47 left. And the Bears, this is the fourth time in the last six games that Caleb Williams will lead a game-winning drive. And man, it was all Caleb Williams.
Who's better, Ben?
Who's better, Ben?
Never let it run.
Never let it run.
You're going to get better.
You're going to get better.
Bears on 3, 1, 2, 3, Bears! Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Good morning. What is this junk outside? Don't go outside. Listen to us instead. Let's talk Bears. This is Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on 670 The Score. We'll keep you warm with good football thoughts because somehow, some way, the Bears won that game 24-20. And Matt Nagy, the former Bears head coach, the one who was also an offensive-minded head coach, the reference when people call Ben Johnson Matt Nagy 2.0, and I'll tell you in the next segment why that's not true. Matt Nagy used to say the phrase, finding the whys. We got to find the whys, as in, why is this happening? I actually think that was a good idea, but they never really found them. Well, this time around, after the Bears are now 6-3, they are squarely in the hunt, in my opinion. Now, the next part of that schedule is probably going to determine how much the hunt happens for the playoffs. But we're trying to find the who's this time. Who is this team?
Who are you?
How are we supposed to deal with this? And I think a lot of people do want to know, how much stress are you going to get watching the Bears game? Because I feel like we've seen this movie before, but I keep buying the ticket. I'm up to like Fast and the Furious 12 over here. I feel like I'm just going to keep watching this like this until we figure out a little more about this team with this head coach and this group of people.
Fast Furious 12, that's the one where they drive in space, right?
But nobody's shirt gets dirty or something?
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on. Look, clearly,
holograms of previous stars.
The Dom role is being played by Caleb Williams because that man can do anything. Just suspend your imagination for a moment or lean into your imagination and you can believe that Caleb Williams is capable of leading the Bears back from any type of problem, deficit that they may encounter when they face a 2-win New York Giants team at home. A game that we all agreed should be pretty easily taken care of. That was not the case. Here's what I learned from watching the Bears and watching them be able to somehow navigate blowing a chance to really bury a team that was bad on the schedule.
Blow in like a, snow, bear yeah, like down.
Like a snow globe. Things settle down. Here's what you need to know about the Bears. The Bears are not a good football team. They are a work in progress, and that's okay. You know how I know they're not good? I know they're not good because when I look at their record, I see 6-3, but I can't ignore, when I look at the 6-3, the fact that they have the worst strength of schedule in the NFL, and it's not close. Their opponents have won 35% of their games. They have not beaten a team with a winning record. Only the Cowboys have a lower strength of victory than the Bears, 272.
And they got a tie.
Yes, and they have a tie. But what I will say is this. We knew this was going to be a work in progress. We knew that Caleb Williams was going to have to take steps forward. He did that. He continues to do that. He continues to grow. They are not a finished product. It's a beautiful thing to know that your team is 6-3 and they're not good yet. And the thing is, they've got about 2 weeks, maybe less, to figure out whether or not they are good. Because this week, they get the Vikings. After that, they get the Steelers. And after that, all the teams will be good. I know that because the Bears have 8 games left and they have the toughest remaining strength of schedule of any team in the NFL. So the Bears, they have an opportunity in front of themselves to go ahead, win some more games, go to the playoffs perhaps. But right now, they're just a not good football team beating really, really bad teams.
As after the game ended, I was obviously at Soldier Field covering the game, and as the game ends and it's just wild and we're watching it all happen before us, get, you know, gathered up and start to make our way to the elevators, downstairs to ground level, and the march to the locker room, which is a semi-lengthy walk relative to Soldier Field. So you have plenty of time to talk to your coworkers and other reporters, and every conversation I had with other reporters was, and this is me starting the conversations too, I guess this is what it is. This is what we are covering this year, like it or not. And I think a lot of people like it because they're 6-3. But if you're really watching, if you're really a Bears fan, you know that there are a lot of flaws when it comes to these wins for the Bears this year. There's no doubt about it, and we want it to be sustainable. Here is the thing. I am in a wrestling match with myself to just accept some things about me. And one thing that I have been called on this program, and I think maybe even by you, Marshall Harris, maybe even by you, Layla Rahimi, and I hold no resentments towards you guys for this, because I probably am jaded. I hate hearing that word. I took a little offense to it. Like, I don't want to be the guy that's jaded, but I probably am a little bit jaded from covering the team on a daily basis, for having been around here my entire life, having seen teams, like I always reference, 2001 and 2018, teams that had fabulous, fun, regular seasons that weren't sustainable. Those are always going to be in the back of my mind, but I am accepting this team for what it is right now. And as I said, the conversations I had were, this is it. This is what we're covering. No need to project anything else. This is what it is. And you nailed it, Marshall. This schedule, you didn't even mention at Philadelphia and at Green Bay, you went so far as Pittsburgh, because that's enough. That's a lot right there.
You could be 8-3 and legitimately be an underdog in every game you play after
100%.
That.
100%. So
here it is. Like, I don't have to, like, come in here today and be jaded and talk about how bad the team actually is, because we're going to find out what kind of team. Maybe this Sunday at Minnesota, we'll find out what this Bears team is really all about.
And two things. Number one, I would never call you jaded, because I know the difference between being jaded and being a realist.
I prefer realist.
I don't know that Gen Pop may mince the words, but when it comes to, like, listeners may say that, but no. And furthermore, like,
I accept it. I do.
Our job is to watch the games and give context.
Sure.
So I wouldn't say jaded, because previous to this year, and I've said this before, these are not games the team would win. And right now they're still winning them. So while that is the case, it can be as binary as 1 or 0. Did they win? Yes or no? The answer is yes. And that's a big step up from what we've seen. Winning the one-score games, any team in the NFL, if you win the one-score games based on the fact that you know at least 60% league average is going to be won by a one-score game, you know that the likelihood is in your favor that you might have a winning record. Yeah, you know, the numbers do bear out that way. Sometimes I think they get cherry-picked. I do not think that is the case in the NFL, partially because, again, we watch what happens. But can you ride the roller coaster during the game? Yes. Can you say that the Bears didn't win the middle eight of the game? No, the middle eight was squarely won by the New York Giants.
That's why it's, like, almost not even a roller coaster. Like, it's just the Bears entertained at the end. It's not entertaining for the first three quarters.
Right, but that's the hard part, too, is knowing that if Jackson Dart plays this entire game, we're talking about a much different scenario here, potentially. We're also talking about a much different scenario if Malik Nabers and Cam Scadaboo are healthy. The Giants are probably saying the same thing, because they know they built a more talented team than their record. But at the end of the day, the bottom line is you've got to at least win that game when it happens, regardless of who's actually out there. And they weren't doing that last year. The difference becomes, is it the head coach? Is it the head coach and the players? Are the players largely the same? You know, and how does that all factor in? But, you know, I think the Bears missed TJ Edwards a lot yesterday.
And Kyler Gordon. Huge.
Yeah, and when it came to the run fits, especially, and when it came to just how they were finding the underneath routes and the angles that the linebackers were taking, Noah Sewell can only do so much. He's not TJ Edwards. You know, we talk about, like, routes and efficiency of routes in the outfield to the ball in baseball. I feel like you can measure linebackers in the same way sometimes, like how they're containing and how much space they are between a defender based on, or between an opposed offensive player based on anticipation of the play. Like, Edwards is more efficient in those ways. You know, he's getting there faster than Noah Sewell. That's why he's a starter. Those guys were missed yesterday. The fact that we were talking about Williams playing defensive end, Chris Williams, you know, at times, like, that's not ideal. So the Bears were banged up too, but at least I can say who this team is winning one score games in a way that they were not, to a catastrophic point the last 2 years.
Little identity, Marshall. Like, there is an identity growing, and it's a hell of a lot better than the identity that was growing earlier this year after the win at Las Vegas. Was like, this team is magic, and they do things you can't. Hey, like, fourth quarter, if that's their identity right now, I can work with that. I would like the first three quarters as well, but that's a better identity than the non-identity that they've had the last 5 years.
I think the thing they can hang their hat on after this game is they are now 4-1 in games decided by 6 points or less. That is something you can hang your hat on. They have really stuck to what Ben Johnson told us about. We feel like if we are in the game in the fourth quarter, you better watch out. Now, there was a moment where I didn't think they were going to be in the game in the fourth quarter, because
right,
Jackson Dart was running up and down the field at will. And I think Jackson Dart played so well yesterday, he reminded us at how flawed this Bears defense is. The difference is, though, I thought, hey, the games that they're going to win from here on out, because of Dennis Allen and his defense being so shorthanded, so compromised, you'd need 30-plus points every time out, even against a bad Giants team. But I think watching this game, you remember two things. The Giants aren't very good. Jackson Dart does have the potential to be an all-star quarterback, a Pro Bowl-level quarterback. But at the end of the day, just find a way to win. And they've done that. I can't argue with that. They've done that.
We're talking about the Bears win. We want to know what you think, too. Who is this team? 312-644-6767. We'll take your calls at 1045. Our segment brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
The other thing is, I will take this moment to celebrate this version of the Bears. First-year head coach Ben Johnson has gotten them somewhere that I didn't know that they would necessarily get to. I mean, I figured they'd get there, but not this early. Right. They have surpassed last year's win total. And last year was an abject disaster. We can admit that. But to have already passed it, to have everyone in that locker room believing in him as a head coach, to have everyone in that locker room believing in the number one overall pick, Caleb Williams, in the way they do, they go into every game believing they will find a way to win, no matter how rocky things get over the course of a game. That's one thing that's now been established.
And I think the really important thing, and we did talk about this on Take the North, is that whatever criticisms we have, and we should have criticisms of the Bears and how they went about their business yesterday, the coaching staff is well aware of the flaws that they are. I understand that even in the fluke years that I always reference, those coaches probably understood it too. It's just that you have a coach that knows how to. We have seen proof of a coach who knows how to make things better. Is it perfect? No. He got the running game better. He's getting the quarterback better. I don't know what he's got for... Hey, the special teams was better with him watching over the special teams this past
week.
Helps
when the other team shanks a punt, but you're right.
Oh, the Sean Landetta.
You're right.
Your Sean Landetta moment, Layla.
You got to stop it with the Sean Landetta. That's unlocking... As somebody who grew up in the NFC East, that unlocks some core memories for me, that name.
Well, the core memory I have is 1985 in the AstroTurfed Soldier Field at the time with Sean Landetta muffing a punt against the New York Giants with the big Giants block lettering on the helmet. That's what Weider and I actually talked about that before the game. We were like, oh man, check out. He said, look, Grody, look at the block letters, old school. And I go, Sean Landetta. So we did discuss it, and then they done muffed the punt.
Sean Landetta is 63 years old.
Is he really? Should we get him on the show?
Well, yeah, why not? Hey, remember that time you muffed the punt? Well, somebody else did it. You feel better? Like, where's that going to go?
You're right. Thanks for joining us,
I do
John.
Love a good, hey, remember that time, though, with athletes.
Yeah. I also love any time you got a guy out here who really puts the special in special teams and takes the onus off of your special teams. From a coaching standpoint.
It's like parking. You always know somebody's going to be worse at it than you.
Yes.
Unless you got a fancy car that does the parking for you.
Brian Daboll, he needed the automatic on because he was not doing a job. Parking the car, restarting the car, adjusting after having to get a new engine because his engine went out. Russell Wilson was not it.
Wait, you own a car? You're a car? Yeah, you do.
Of course I own a car. I had to go to St. Charles over the weekend.
Oh, that's right. I just never heard you use car analogies with all your analogies.
Well, but the important thing is this. Brian Daboll, you can say what you want about Ben Johnson and how great he is. Brian Daboll was the opposite of Ben Johnson in terms of just terrible. He was his decision making was terrible in that game.
Well, and that's but I think when we're trying to figure out who this team is, I'm not used to saying the Bears are a team that will take advantage of another team's bad or bold decision.
Or bad teams, just in general. They will take advantage of bad teams.
A bum slayer title still has Slayer as part of the title. Like, and I'm not, you guys know me. I'm not going to be like, they won, yay, shake your pom-poms. Like, no, that's not what I do here.
You're not drinking the Kool-Aid like a texter suggests? Keep drinking the Kool-Aid?
Yeah, I mean, people, you know what's funny is like,
it's okay.
People always say that to us too, like, oh, you're drinking the Kool-Aid. No, we just have our opinions. Like, they're just our opinions. Is based on what we saw. If you need somebody to tell you yours, that is fine. You can drink any beverage you need.
I love Kool-Aid.
But for me, like, no, this is just
Robbie.
The bottom line is their record is 6-3. Like, you are what your record says you are.
Yeah.
How they got there is not ideal. The biggest test is facing a team for the second time this season. Rome alluded to it, by the way, in the locker room yesterday. Roma Dunze talked about how there were lulls in that Vikings game. And there were lulls in that Giants game, and those are similar. Well, you have the Vikings coming up. Like, we got a whole week to talk about it. But in the meantime, they're 6-3, and that's different.
The important thing when you say bum slayer is to be a bum slayer, you got to play bums. Every team they played, minus the Detroit Lions, and remember how that game went, has been objectively bums because they all have losing records.
Yeah, but
they've been able to beat them. So you win 6 out of 8 games against bums, you're in a position to be able to say, maybe we can keep this going.
I mean, I haven't felt at least this way where I'm at least asking, are the Bears good this late in the year where there's snow falling since 2020? And I don't really like to refer to that year very often.
Isn't it beautiful?
So,
by
yeah,
the way?
I mean, this is different. It is and it's not. Like, it's
like
beautiful
it.
when nobody's falling on the ground or getting into car accidents.
Did you fall today?
I didn't.
Oh.
Because I have a sense of balance.
Congratulations. Very proud of you.
Yeah, at least I have that. Yeah. You're listening to a Plumber's 911 Football Monday. It is presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips, coming up here on Raheem Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. As we continue to figure out who this Bears team, I think I know who their head coach is. And I think he's separating himself from a lot of the other offensive head coaches in the league. And I'll tell you why next.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We're talking to play-by-play man Kevin Harlan. You're the best when it comes to play-by-play of life.
We're sending Marshall Harris to D.C. to run on the field.
Come on, Marshall. Nah. Bring it home, baby. We're ready for you.
The Raheem Harrison Grody Show. Middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
Third down and 4. Williams. Pressure. Got away from Burns. Caleb Williams gets away from Thibodeau. First down, Chicago. Couple shots to drop him for a sack. Instead, he can
running away from first round pick after first round pick. That's a great example of nowhere to go with the ball, escape early pressure, and keep the drive alive.
This is Raheem Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. That is courtesy of Fox Sports, and just, I think, a great call by the Fox crew yesterday. Joe Davis and the team, of course, we know that it's going to be quality when that group does the job. In the meantime, we are talking about the Bears 24-20 win over the Giants. We said yes earlier in our previous segment that we're trying to figure out who this team is. And I would like to point this out. As we know, we thought that it was going to be a field day for the Bears on the ground for a multitude of reasons. They did not run the ball enough. And after three quarters, I'm saying to myself, if they lose this game, part of it is absolutely on the head coach for just simply not doing that. Not running the ball when you knew the weather was terrible. I think I counted 6 drops. I think that was the one by PFF. And take the PFF grades with a grain of salt if you want. But they said that the 6 drops by receivers was the most in the NFL in any single game by a single team this year. That's significant. We all saw that. There were some drive killers. So you knew it was cold. You knew it was windy. Guys weren't catching the ball like you normally see. There's no better reason to run the ball than all of that, plus the fact that the Giants give up 150 yards a game going into this. Bears end up running for 171, but 68 of that was in the fourth quarter. So that tells you, Ben Johnson, unlike a lot of NFL head coaches who are offensive-minded and love to pass, especially when they're down, that's not what the Bears did. They decided to run the ball. And I think that's why not only did you see them do it successfully, but again, if everything is going to be built off of play action, that's why you're able to see Luther Burden on that big catch for play action. That's why that bootleg that Caleb Williams ran into the end zone, I think, was so effective. The Giants had to commit to the run because that's what the Bears started to do. And if the head coach says make the same things look different and different things look the same, there was no better reason to try to run the ball against a team you knew was going to be weak against it. B, get back to it even when you might not want to. You might want to keep passing. And then C, you're able to get those explosive plays that you wanted at the right times. That bootleg call was so smart. Like, Cole Kmet's lined up at fullback. He ends up running around the left side. You know, I joked in the postgame video I did that Cole had Caleb Williams' back by blocking his front, because that's essentially what happened. He led the way. Williams with a great run, as we all know. But just how they were able to run the ball when other coaches wouldn't do that. And I'm not just saying the dysfunctional ones. That's the difference in, I think, how they were able to win this game. Did Caleb Williams do everything right in the times that he was asked to in those last two drives? Yes. But was it made easier because your coach decided to do the thing that he may have not wanted to do? 100%.
See, I don't think he was doing something he didn't want to do. I think he just got away from what was a questionable game plan, is what I'll call it, early in the game. You said he should have run the ball more early. Yeah, I think we're all in agreement with that, because that's what the numbers bear out. I think he was trying to establish the threat of the pass, if you will, to make the run a little bit more effective. And I think because they were not able to keep up with Jackson Dart for the first three quarters of the game, that put them in a position where they were going to have to pass a little bit more. But I think once Russell Wilson came into the game, that's when Ben Johnson was like, all right, we're back in control now. And you wouldn't have known it from Russell Wilson's first drive, in which they ran up and down the field and then for some reason stalled out at the 1 yard line because Brian Daboll's not very smart, or he just lacks the cojones to do what needs to be done in that moment. But for Caleb Williams to use his legs in the way that he did, because yes, they did rush for 171 yards, but 63 of those yards were 8 carries from Caleb Williams, not all by design. Some of that was just him just scrambling and finding some loose change in the couch. It's like when you reach in the couch, you can find a quarter or two back when we still use paper money. And it's like, oh, there's a whole dollar in here? Like a dollar bill? That's what Caleb Williams and company was doing. And I will say this.
It is $20 in the coat pocket season.
Oh, that has happened many times,
yeah,
right? When you reach in, it's like, I didn't even know I had these two $20 bills.
I found cat toys in my boots this morning.
That is not the same.
Yeah. Left you a present.
Dave does like to throw
stuff
in my shoes.
That's a better present than I would think about when I said the cat left me a present. So yes, that is a positive thing.
Oh, good call.
But for Caleb Williams, seriously, guys, he put the team on his back. And I asked you guys last week, is he that guy? And I was like, he's that guy. Here's more evidence towards that. He did it with his arm. He did it with his legs. He did it ultimately with his decision making and determining when to use his legs and not have to worry about either dirting the ball when he could just take off and get the yardage. I think Caleb Williams is the biggest reason they won this game. Ben Johnson, he talked about it. I make mistakes sometimes, but Caleb covers them up. I think this game, that fourth quarter, is a perfect example of that.
Yeah, and the numbers, like Caleb Williams, 20 of 36, 220, a TD, and no picks. Do any of us believe that he should not have had, that he would not have had at least 300 yards in this game? At least, if you hadn't had key drops by Zacchaeus, Manungai, Odunze, Swift. Am I leaving anybody
even
out? DJ in the end zone.
Like, that was the rarity. I was like, whoa, okay, this is a different day.
Yeah.
Tough day for DJ. 4 targets, no catches.
Well, and right. He was injured.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shoulder injury.
As usual, and he immaculately always manages to return to games, so I give that dude a ton of credit for his toughness.
He's made of, like, galvanized rubber or something.
Yeah, he has no interest in coming out.
But here's the thing. Jackson Dart was well on his way to 300 yards.
That's true, too.
Like, in the same climate. And without, as we've said, Malik Nabers and Cam Scataboo.
I was a little worried when Russ Will, and I get you, you're right, Jackson Dart, as David Haw said today, throwing bullseyes. God, I just love
over
David Haw.
Over the middle, stepping up in the pockets.
Yeah.
Over 300 yards of total offense in just three quarters.
Yes, yes. Yet, when Russ Wilson came in, I was like, This could go, like, there could be that little bit left in the old quarterback that he could be good and come in here and do damage. He didn't, except for the 41-yard play to Devin Singletary, which ultimately led to a field goal, made it 20-10 Giants in the fourth quarter. And I think even at that point, I thought it was over. I did not think the Bears were going to win. I guess I need to, and maybe this is the game that did it, I need to believe that, yes, Caleb Williams is that mark. Don't worry. Caleb Williams has got this. No matter what you've seen throughout the game, Caleb Williams has got this, and he did have it again.
Well, and you can rely somewhat on the system for
yes,
once.
Yes,
for
yes.
For once, we can say, not once as in this game, I mean this year, this coach, you can say, I have faith that he is going to figure out a way to do something functional that will win the game.
We're recovering.
How much did Greg Olsen talk about what he thought was a terrible decision to go ahead and kick the field goal by Brian Daboll after the penalty was declined? And that's the other part. Who turns down in this economy? Who turns down free yards in a game? I do not. If you give me free yards, 9 times out of 10, unless there's some overwhelming analytic that says don't do it, that's what I'm doing. And at that point, I thought to myself, he's asking the Bears to not only score a touchdown, which they weren't doing at will, but to also then get a stop, which they absolutely were not doing, and then to score again. And I'm like, well, I don't think that's happening. Wrong, 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 wrong. And that's what other coaches now have to understand, is that with Ben Johnson especially, if you're gonna make that kind of decision, strategy on the other side, the Bears side, might actually win. And it did yesterday.
They might actually have an advantage in that area in which we've seen the disadvantage for so many games, seasons, the entirety really of Caleb Williams' rookie season. I love Mark being honest about Russell Wilson coming in, because I was with you for a moment, for a moment, because I remember what happened when the Giants played the Cowboys and he put up 1,000 yards or whatever it was in that win over the Cowboys. But instead of the old Russ, we just got old Russ.
Yeah.
And that was
cold.
That was great. Because it was like, oh, as soon as I saw the way that next drive started, I was like, oh, they have a chance here because it's Caleb Williams' time. And also Ben Johnson is going to be able to recalibrate, if you will, and understand the situation has changed. Where maybe he had a lot of energy dedicated to, hey, Dennis, y'all got something for this Jackson Dart kid? Because he's destroying us right now. And that changes what the priority is. Because if they can't stop Jackson Dart, it's not going
to
matter.
I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I saw the same throws that Jackson Dart was making. And I mentioned them. Like, I saw the sexy step up in the pocket, throw over guys, throw perfectly thrown balls over the middle of the field, even when there's tough coverage there. That is a metric that absolutely I am measuring quarterbacks on, especially the last, 3 years of the draft? Yeah. Can you make those throws? That's very important. At one point, I swear he looked like 7 feet tall running around out there. But when he went down, that was the chance. And we're talking about a Bears team that didn't squander that chance today.
I love the fact that Jackson Dart, as phenomenal as he looked and as dominant as he was, the Bears never stopped competing, because it seemed like there were a couple of times there where he broke them. On the touchdown run specifically, where he's going in untouched, unchecked, I was like, I just don't know if they have enough to stop him. And you know what? Frankly, they didn't have enough to stop him. If he was out there, I firmly believe the Giants would have won this game, and they probably would have won going away.
And the way the game started for the Bears defense, I thought, oh, they coming out inspired in this one, because they had, on that first defensive drive, they had tackles for loss from Andrew Billings. They had a combo platter from Tremaine Edmonds and Noah Sewell, ending with the Montez Sweat, and I think that was a half a sack because Sewell got part of that too. I was like, oh, the Bears are out here like wanting to be better, and then it went like so many things that look one way on the first drives offensively and defensively. Boy, does it change as the game goes on.
Yeah, well, and guess who provided a significant percentage of the pass rush yesterday? The people's guy, CeeDee Gardner Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Dennis Allen for making the calls. My goodness.
We're going to get into that in a little bit. And in the next segment, we want to take your calls. You can text us. You can call us. Some of you have been on hold. 312-644-6767. Who do you think this Bears team is? No, but for real. Or at least this week. Let's go with this week, whichever you choose. You can also join us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. Our producers are Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, you heard his open earlier. Brandon Fryer helps us out as well. Our video team is doing work on social media. And for you, Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis, as we broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Breaking news on the Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. We'll hear from you next. This is Raheemi Harrison Grody on the...
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Score.
Raheemi Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Man, I tell you what, I feel like I'm on repeat each and every week right now. Did you even waver for a second? You knew exactly we had him right where we wanted him. Gosh, man. Goodness gracious.
I wavered.
Wait a minute.
What are you talking about, Ben Johnson? Like, we at one point were talking about Jackson Dart's aura in the second quarter. Were we not, Robbie? Were we not?
Oh, he was oozing with aura.
He does have aura. Let's just be honest.
And if you say stuff loud and authoritative, it sounds convincing. We knew we were going to win that game! Good, better, best! Let's go!
Yeah, and even Ben Johnson probably gets out of that breakdown there in the locker room and is like, boy, I don't know if that's true or not. But that's not his job. His job is to be consistent as the head coach. His job is to lead. There was some amazing stuff, by the way, from Cale Williams about leadership. I think it's like a second day or a third day topic. There's a lot to cook on from this Bears game. So we want you to do it now. This is Raheemi Harrison Grody, 312-644-6767. Anthony in D.C. has been waiting for a half hour. So, Anthony, I'm sorry. Hey, yeah.
No. You know, look, I'm on the way to work, and I love listening to you guys all the time, and I love hearing all your points and everything.
Thank you, Anthony.
Hey, Grody, what's up, man?
What's up, Tony?
But I think I did want to say something. But what I think this team is 6-3, and they got a very good chance to go 7-3 against a team they should have won already. But for other teams, we're quicksand, man. You know, if you don't know what to do in quicksand, you'll quickly drown. That's what's going to happen to most teams who don't really know how to handle this grittiness and this meshing that we're doing. But, Marshall, I have to say, man, you know, I respect you guys, but not. I just need this perspective in what you think. Buffalo, they have bad L's. The NFL considers them a Super Bowl contender. New York beat Philly. New York went toe-to-toe to Denver. What is a good team now? You know what I mean? Because there's teams who they say is quote-unquote good, but then they have bad losses. And then with a team like us who's meshing together and the offense was, you know, obviously under construction, and the strength of our team, which is depleted now, is still the strength of the team, how can we not be a good team? I think we're a very good team, and we're meshing, and we're on the way to being a solid problem for the league.
I think the last part of your statement is absolutely true. They are on their way. I don't know if they're going to get there this season. Here's the problem. They haven't beaten anybody that's good or that you would even consider good. At least with Buffalo, you could say, well, I know they beat the Chiefs. I know they beat a Panthers team that was on the comp, drummed them. And the other thing is the Bills, I've seen them drum people. I haven't seen the Bears drum anybody except for the Cowboys. And I think when I see them play teams like the Patriots tight, even in a loss, what happened yesterday was really bad. I'm a lifelong Buffalo Bills fan since the days of House Ballard. I saw them lose four straight Super Bowls. I know what not having a quarterback is like, because before Josh Allen, name somebody outside of Doug Flutie for a moment. I mean, that's what I know. And so I recognize the Bears are on the way up. I say they're a work in progress every day. I say Ben Johnson is the guy. I believe Ben Johnson will get more out of Caleb Williams than anybody else in this league. At the same time, I have to look at the results on paper and say, you've played one team with a winning record all season. And in that game, you got absolutely disposed of, defecated on, if you will. Is that fair, Jesus. Mark? Is that the time I can hear
it? It always sounds so violent.
It does.
And what happened when they played the Lions?
It sounds gross, is what it sounds
but
to
he's,
me.
He's right about the bad losses. The difference, though, is this is college. College football, that's a thing. I don't feel like that's a thing in the NFL when you still beat the Ravens 41-40. Yeah, you still beat the Dolphins previously 31-21. Like, there's still enough there to say, until they get into the playoffs, you can't make a decision about that team. Let's go to Frank in Oak Park, because it is a Monday. And it is a football one. Frank, you're on with Raheemy Harrison Grody.
Hey, guys. Great to be on. I'm having some computer problems, so forgive me. I'm operating from notes on paper, and my cat's running around here. So I'll try not to be distracted. Yeah. I look at the Bears as flawed but fighting. You know, you got a defense that's clearly got some problems, even with CGJ getting the two sacks and forcing the at what you need to get Edwards back, because Sewell's getting like exploited out there, and it's kind of funny because Sewell's actually faster than Edwards. You know, it's like a 4.640 versus like a 4.77 guy, but it's all clear like play recognition out there. But compete with the really good teams need to get him back. But I think that the persona of the team, you've got a really good offensive line. They got positive sack differential. I don't remember the last time, maybe like the 06 Super Bowl team when they had that. But you're going to have to, you'll know soon enough. You only got two sub-500 teams left on the schedule. You're going to have to probably beat, you know, maybe get a split with Green Bay and beat, I think you're going to have to beat San Francisco on the road if you're going to be a playoff squad. That's the way I look at it. But Caleb is so important here. I'm seeing it like coaches of losing teams. If you've ever seen like the Mad Max movie, the original one, there's a scene where this awful criminal is speeding down the highway, and all of a sudden he sees like Max in the V8 Interceptor, and he's coming up fast in his rearview mirror, and the guy starts to sob and mumble. And I have to think that's like these coaches. When the Bears, when Caleb gets on the field and it's like the fourth quarter and the opposition is only like 7 or 10 points ahead, they got to be really worried. So I think the identity right now, it's kind of like Caleb, the offensive line, and they're just like, they're super plucky. They exploit like everything. We'll see if it's real when they come up against these playoff squads. So,
Frank, thank you so much for your call. I'm going to just go media coach on Frank and just say maybe your brain is your best computer, because you had computer problems maybe, but that was a really good point he made. Several.
Can we get somebody over to Frank's to clear that up, Robbie?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, Frank, don't underestimate your brain computer. Yeah. That did just fine for your call. Let's keep it going. Let's at least take one more before we got to go. Let's go to Al in Cedar Rapids. Al, you're on Rahimi Harris and Grody.
Good morning, guys. Layla, you have it right on. We have given up the horizontal pass game, finally. And the one thing that we really need to just continue doing is the play option game. I would love to see the quarterback only under center for 60 snaps, 30 run, 30 pass for the whole game, three scores in the first half, three scores in the second half, play from a lead. Don't give it up. Don't choke it away. Don't rely on somebody that wants to run for his life every time he gets the ball in his hands. We don't need that. We need somebody to play under control. We need somebody to play with the other 10 people on the offense. We don't need just one guy being Superman out there, and I'm just tired of seeing it. It's the same team from 2 years ago. The only difference is we won yesterday, okay? And I think that's all on the coach. I don't think that's on the players just yet. I don't think we have a team that's consistently able to win without the coaching intervention every time.
Al, thanks for your call.
Holding their hand a little bit too much.
So in the Varsity Blues scenario, they can't win district and call the oop-de-oop by themselves is what I'm hearing.
Well, hey, don't you want to have that guy that can be Superman, though? Isn't that the whole point of getting a franchise quarterback? Because it's the NFL, and you're going to have weeks where you need someone to play above and beyond everybody else.
I'm reminded of what Jimmy Johnson says. Don't show me the quarterback who makes the most good plays. Show me the quarterback who makes the least bad ones. Now, I have said I don't mind Caleb Williams throwing interceptions. When you're trying to test the limits of your arm, you're throwing ball downfield. We're not seeing that, you know. But in the meantime, is it okay that we're talking about a quarterback who didn't lose you the game yesterday? Yes.
And by
like
the way,
that, where he is when his with his development, absolutely.
Jimmy Johnson had an elite quarterback. It's always fun for me to hear coaches chest up about quarterback play when they had a great one. And
well,
he
but,
did.
But a good day for Aikman was like 18 to 24.
That's true.
It's
it was
a
different.
Totally different idea.
You had Emmitt Smith.
And, run game and defense helped.
He had the best, arguably the best offensive line of all time and one of the best running backs
well,
of all time.
Well, there's that too.
One of,
it's a lot easier to operate and be a great coach.
A lot of Hall of
that.
Famers out there.
Yeah. And the defensive line also was no slouch with two Hall of Famers. So different era. But I do think he's right about that. Like that still matters. So we'll have more coming up with Anthony Heron next, the man known as Quadzilla, the Iowa Hawkeye.
Anthony.
The former NFL defensive lineman will join us with his thoughts. He always gives us a pregame nugget from Fox, so we'll revisit that as well. All of that is next here on Rahimi Harris and Grody on The Score.
Grody, what's up, man?
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.